Tom Coughlin doesn't matter anymore.
You kids get off my lawn! You Philadelphia Eagles!
That old coot!
Get off my lawn, get you off kids! Lawn.
You Philadelphia Eagles!
I just remember that game where former Giants coach Tom Coughlin was at the Packers.
Yes.
It was like playoffs and it was negative 1,000 degrees.
Yes.
His face just get purple and purple. Like I thought his face was going to fall off like John Travolta in that Face Off movie.
Did John Travolta's face fall off in that movie?
I think
movie
they took it off and switched it with Christian Slater.
So maybe
I can't
they would have
exactly
switched. If,
the
they'd
plot
switched
of that
if they
was.
Switched Tom Coughlin's face with Christian Slater's face, do you think he would still be.
He'd still be the cook. That's not a bad idea.
I don't think it was Christian Slater. I think it was Nicolas Cage.
Tom, yeah, you may be correct.
Okay, so we have to say hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Sportsy Talk 2016!
Oh, yeah, right. Hey, Happy New Year, everybody.
If you believe in the concept of time, welcome. To our new year, in quotes.
Yeah, our new year in sports. Yay! We are the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. Sportsy Talk.
Sportsy Talk. Mike East writes in, guys, I have big news. I had bread cheese on New Year's Eve.
Yes, bread cheese!
It is delicious.
It is the most delicious thing, isn't it? I went into Murray's and pretended I wasn't me and said, oh, I heard about bread cheese on the radio on WFMU, and you guys hung up on the DJs. Why did you do that? You know? Yeah. Bread cheese. It is delicious. Thank you.
In other breaking news, Glenn lets us know that the Finns beat the Russians today in World Juniors hockey.
Okay.
Congratulations, Finland. I did a giant paper in high school, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
I used to try to find the things that I knew nobody would know anything about.
Yeah.
So the Finns were invaded by Russia back in, like when they signed before World War II, before the Russians and Germans decided to go at it,
uh-huh.
They signed like
a non-aggression
treaty, and then Russia immediately invaded Finland. And Finland went, it was like a month of blood.
Oh.
Like they killed 100,000 Russians. Like they're lighting horses on fire and sending them through Russian lines.
Wait, there's dudes on skis with two machine guns. The Finns beat the Russians?
They made them so sorry that they had invaded that it took forever. It took like a month
and
a half
to to crush them.
And but it was just so, like, they would just dudes on skis with two machine guns just, like, mowing down an entire Russian battalion. Yeah. So I want to make that movie sooner or later. That'll be a great movie. Horses on Fire.
But then what
happened? Movie by Jim.
But then what happened? I mean,
they took him over eventually.
Did,
I mean,
right?
You know, there's a lot of Russians.
But then the Nazis came in, right?
Ultimately, the Germans did come into Finland.
Because that was where Tom of Finland got all that stuff with the shiny boots and the tight.
He got
Russian,
like, German.
Yeah, he was like, he saw the German Nazi uniforms and stuff in
Finland.
He was
like, hey, I have an idea. Let's draw naked men inside of those.
Yeah. Tom of Finland actually was from Finland.
And he got that little mustache action?
Yeah, exactly. Going on.
Good to know. So congratulations, Finland.
Yeah, Finland, okay.
On once again beating the Russians.
Yeah. Do you think the juniors, hockey players, had skis and automatic weapons?
No, but no. When I went home for Christmas,
yes.
I actually watched, because my parents watch all sports.
Yes.
On tape, on DVR delay, so they can fast forward through the commercials. So the Patriots were playing that day, and they didn't want to watch the Patriots because they didn't want to watch the commercials. So I watched a little junior hockey, and those kids were fast, man. They're like 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
They were like, and the NHL is kind of slow in comparison because, like, dudes are kind of like ambling up and down. They're 40 or something like that. They're tired of hitting people.
Yeah.
The junior hockey was like unbelievably fast.
But did junior hockey players like slug each other in the mouth and knock each other's teeth out and stuff? Because there was some guy this week in the NHL who got like all his teeth knocked out.
I don't think they fight because they will just throw you out
of
the tournament.
Yeah, but
they'll send you home.
But when you're
back to Finland.
But when you're a pro, they don't care anymore, right?
No, they actually enjoy
watching that.
A little bit of fisticuffs.
Hey, we're going to go over our fantasy football final results. We were going to have that. We are the. What did you want me to play? He is the champion. We are the champion.
There's a Freddie Mercury acapella version.
Yeah.
That's going around on YouTube, but I think our computer's broken.
Yeah, we program director, no. Music
Brian.
Director. Music director Brian Turner told us not to play anything off the computer cuz it wasn't going out over the air. So, I hope he made a studio note about that. We'll have to make a studio note.
There'll be a nice note coming out about the cassette player.
Whoever's messing
with the cassette player, stop doing it. You're driving Brian crazy.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about it every week, so stop it.
And you're making the man insane.
He's,
would you give him a break?
Really, he's got enough on his mind.
Everyone's stealing the CDs, and you're breaking the cassette player.
Don't do that anymore.
Please.
They screw around with the pitch. We don't know who does that, but somebody does.
I don't even know what pitch is. Is that like pitch and yaw? Is that like a
pitch and yaw. Yeah, exactly. It's like the cassette player's yawing. Aren't they yaws? Isn't that something you get, like a disease?
That's the yips.
No, the yips is when you can't throw to first. But
Yaws might be the bends. Is it when you come up too quick in a submarine?
No, I think a yaw is like a disease that you get, some horrible disease in your mouth or something. Check that out.
A twisting or oscillation of a moving ship or aircraft around a vertical axis?
No.
Of a moving ship or aircraft,
Put in yaws, plural.
Yaws.
Yeah, I think it's a disease.
Should I put an image search? If it's a disease.
No, I don't want to see a disease.
Yaws is a tropical infection of the skin, bones, and joints.
See? Yay! Bronwyn C. knows the yaws. Of course.
I want to see a picture now.
No.
Usually when you image search a oh, whoa!
Is it bad?
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
Don't image search yaws. Okay,
holy
whatever you do.
Moly.
Don't image search
what
that.
What was that?
Don't look at it. Turn it off.
If you image search any disease, you'll be like, that's the response.
Okay,
basically.
You know, the worst is like dermatological things.
No,
dermatological—that's
what came up. Yeah,
yeah, dermatological stuff is really, really bad. You can't even believe how awful it is. And I go to a dermatologist, right? Every six months.
I mean, who doesn't?
He's a very nice man. He's a very classy, very. You know, attractive gentleman, you know, older guy with silver hair. You know, it's not even gray, it's silver. You know, he's really nice. And I think, you know, you think like, oh, this guy just, you know, looks at girls who are worried about their zits or their wrinkles or something all day long, right? But no, if you look at like what dermatologists actually have to deal with, oh my God.
Well, in sad end of their career news,
yes.
Anyone who's ridden the subway in New York knows that
Dr. Zizmore!
Dr. Zizmore is retiring.
Goodbye, Dr. Zizmore.
He's an institution. He's a legend.
In New York City, Dr. Zizmore is a dermatologist who was the first, I think the very first doctor of any sort to advertise on the subway.
And he had these great sort of throwback ads that had...
They're crazy looking. They had pictures of
beautiful,
him.
Clear skin with pictures of, like, there was this one person that they really did a nice job on.
And they used pictures of Dr. Zizmore, but the pictures were, like, 40 years old. They were from, like, when he graduated medical school, and he didn't look anything like that now, you know, and you could tell that they were, like, really old kind of colorized photos. They were really strange.
But they had just been there since, like, the 1980s when no one was advertising on the subway.
And nobody did that, and he was the first to do that.
We salute you, Dr. Zizmore.
Goodbye, Dr. Zizmore.
Thank you for the clean skin that you have spread throughout the land.
I wonder if he had to deal with awful things.
We have a very special guest.
Robot station manager Ken has entered the studio, and he is... Now we're going to discuss the fantasy football finals. This week we finished the playoffs.
I am here to collect my winnings.
Yes, Robot Station Manager Ken, I wish we had some winnings for you. But
I have an old Starbucks card.
Here we're going to go...
I'll take a Starbucks card.
We're going to go through the standings now.
All right.
Number one winner overall... the team Deflated Balls, Jim the Poet.
Yay. I cheated the whole way.
He was also the commissioner of the league, so you know he cheated.
There's definitely a smelly fish in there.
He's a Patriots fan. So
no, wait a second. You're going backwards?
No, we're going... No, I'm sorry. Would you like us to go backwards?
No, I'm confused.
I know. Well, you're a robot.
We've called
the man all the way down here.
Let's break the news to him.
Okay.
Because I was told that I won.
No, you were...
Like those scare quotes won.
You won the special participation trophy.
I forgot to send you an email that let you knew that you were in our fantasy football league this year.
Yes. You were in, and you won three games. And you didn't even know.
Well, that's good.
I was told that I won everything. You didn't win everything. You won some things.
Terms of a team that had nobody watching it, nobody lording over it, I think you could...
I had a whole staff. I had a lot of people. I had a lot of people.
Watching? You had your people looking
at
this?
Well, I had my guy working under me.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he assured me that we were doing great.
You were. You did great. You won three games.
I came in first place.
The end results don't show that, but I think there was obviously a lot of hard work.
There was a lot of cheating going on.
Well,
okay,
there's
so
some kind of mistake going on.
There is a mistake. Okay, the second was Hocus Pocus, Danny D.
He came in second.
Third, and we'd like to send him a consolation prize.
What do we have for consolation prizes?
We were thinking of sending him, like, that entire box of Sportsy Talk pink foam fingers. Like, we could send him 100 of those.
Can we send him the whole box of those? We still have another box full.
There are a lot of those left.
Yeah, they're turning kind of yellowish now. They're, like, changing color. They're kind of disgusting. The winner of this... Fantasy Football League was supposed to get to co-host a show with us.
So he gets to co-host a show.
JPP's Phantom Finger was third. That's Joe Kelly.
Listener.
Talk Sportsy to Me, listener Zach. Time Traveling Serial Killers. That's me. I came in fifth. Blue Horse Shoe Love Sportsy Talk, listener Jim.
Yeah.
Studio B Ben's
Number
Draft Mistakes.
Name,
he was, yeah, that's the longest name of any.
Studio B Ben won last year, so
he was off the mark this year. Marseille Manatees, congratulations to Andre in France.
France guy did good.
He did very well. Where is Brady's Flat Ball? Listener Liam came in next. And then the Feckless Flops of Football, listener Jason, who's one of our very favorite listeners because I think he's the listener who sent us the trophy. The Sportsy Talk trophy.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Could you send us another trophy smaller so that we give it to Ken and Sean's team?
I'm still very confused.
And
we have to hear about it live on the radio like
this. Ordinary Average Guys, listener Gary, and then Robot Station Manager Ken's team was here.
So I forgot to send you an email about what the team's name was.
He's a robot.
Well,
that's
okay, but I had a guy who told me he had an inside track on FanDuel. And I paid really good money.
You paid a lot of money to join this league because this league was free.
Yeah, you should talk to this guy.
You should talk to the guy. Is the guy still around? Can you reach him?
Is he
in
the state? Has he gone to the Cayman Islands?
No, I hope he's still there. I haven't.
You haven't spoken to him for a while?
He's a guy who I used to meet down on the pier by Exchange Place in Jersey City. His name was Greasy Thumbs.
Greasy Thumbs?
Yeah.
You may want to get him on the blower.
I paid him pretty good money to place every prediction.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll invite you to the next.
He assured me that he, had an inside track at FanDuel, and that
we can't do anything about that. That's unfortunate.
This really sucks.
Yeah, I know it's sad. It's sad. We're really happy that you participated, though.
I mean, it's bad enough coming in last, but I'm out a lot of money.
Oh well, yeah, you shouldn't have to pay money for this.
It sounds like I didn't know it was a free league.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation.
But yeah,
I'm glad we were able to straighten it out.
Thank you
for participating.
We will alert you the next time we sign you up for another one of our fantasy leagues.
The next thing up is going to be March Madness brackets. We could
fill out your brackets for you. Maybe Greasy Thumbs could help you.
No, I'm not going through Greasy Thumbs anymore.
No, you're not going to go through him?
I've learned my lesson.
Okay, good. You have to go through somebody else.
I'm going to see if I can get any of my money back from him.
Good luck.
If he's still there.
You have to go down to the pier and look for him.
See him if you see him at the pier.
Well, he's generally there during the daytime. But I'll go look for him tomorrow.
We want answers, Greasy Thumbs.
Yeah, Greasy Thumbs. Bring back...
This really sucks.
Bring back Robot Station Manager
I'm
Ken's
sorry
money.
That happened.
Yeah, we're sorry to have break this to you
on the air. Oversight of some kind.
Yeah, it's very sad. We're sorry. Oh, well.
Can I reboot the computer?
Oh,
yeah,
you reboot
as long
the computer?
As you're here, please do.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That was something they were going to work on.
Someday. Okay, so...
Rebooting!
Boot. So we're going to reboot Tom Coughlin? We should talk about that.
Tom Coughlin's old.
He's gone.
Gone?
He said he was retiring from the Giants, he said he is not retired from football.
And he would like to... Yeah, so if you want a crazy 70-year-old coach that comes that misses the playoffs, I think
every
you could
year,
give him a call.
You could, yeah. And he
see
said,
how he's
he
doing.
Said in, he said in his goodbye retirement thing that he was pleased to have been around for winning those three Lombardi Cups. And I was like, no.
Lombardi Cup?
And I was like, no, you were only there for two.
No, but he was
Lombardi
the
trophies.
He was the defensive coordinator for one of the Parcells
why?
Ones.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there. That explains it.
He's one of Parcells' guys. Mm. Parcells used to be the coach of the Giants.
Yeah.
A long time ago, and then they had a bunch of
good.
Lousy coaches.
Yep.
And then Coughlin was a coach for like 15 years. Or 12 years or something.
Or
I
don't know. It seems like 57
like
or
he was the Jaguars 60. Coach for a while. And they
was
were
he?
They were pretty good
really?
For a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Mark Brunell. And
well, I don't think he's a bad coach. It's just lately.
How would you judge a good coach? Like somebody who actually, when things are going wrong, kind of turns them around, right? Not just like...
Yes.
That was quick. Is that everything rebooted? Did that actually happen?
Maybe.
No, it's rebooting.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's currently rebooting.
The kids with their computers. I have no idea what they're doing.
Thank you for being here.
Thank
you, Robot Station Manager Ken.
Thanks, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, get on the phone with that guy.
You can't get on the phone with him. You can only find him down on the pier. You have to go down by the pier.
Down by the pier.
Down by the boardwalk.
So Tom Coughlin's out of a job, but looking for work.
Yeah, he's looking for work. They let him retire, you know. Like, it was like everybody said they were going to fire him.
Yeah, that's like... When the mafia says, we'll let you kill yourself or we'll bury you out in the Meadowlands?
Yeah, yeah. So they let him retire. But then as soon as he announced that he had retired, he announced, but I'm just retired from the Giants. I'm still looking for a coaching job.
Chalmers says he was the receivers coach for 3 years under Parcells, ending
receivers.
With Super Bowl 25. After that, he went to Boston College for like a month.
Yeah.
No, he was there for a couple years, I think.
Yeah.
And he made the kids couldn't wear blue jeans. He's like, no blue jeans, kids.
Oh my God! Did he say that?
And
like,
that was Jacksonville. Was the same. You couldn't wear blue jeans.
Did he think that t-shirts were like an undergarment and you shouldn't wear them as an outer?
No shirt sleeves.
Oh, I want neckties.
Neckties,
on you
gentlemen. Neckties.
Gentlemen, exactly. Oh my God. Yeah, he's old.
So he's gone, and a lot of the coaches got fired this week.
Yeah, Chip Kelly got
Chip
fired
Kelly
a couple
got fired
of weeks
a week ago.
A week ago, yeah, before they even you know why?
Before it was firing season, they fired Chip.
They said that he got fired because he messed up their holiday party. Did you hear that?
They usually hold the holiday party on
a
Monday night.
The Eagles have a holiday party, and it's really fancy.
And they said, now this is like a team that's out of it, by the way.
Yeah.
So, like, it's the week of Christmas, and they want to hold a holiday party. And he's like, no, we can't do it on the Monday, because that's the night the coaches all get together, get drunk, and come up with a terrible plan to lose every game.
Yeah.
And so the owner was like, okay, well, can we move it to another night? And it was moved to an afternoon.
Oh, yeah. It was like
a Friday afternoon.
Where nobody wanted to go, right?
Nobody wanted to go.
And it had to be at the practice facility. It wasn't
at
like
the fancy hotel.
Yeah,
it's got to be 5 feet from the coach's office.
Yeah, it was awful.
And they're like, hey, Chip, why don't you take your stuff and go? Why don't you go? We could probably come in last place without you, Chip.
Exactly. This is not the way we want to do this.
But then now Chip Kelly's got like all kinds of jobs around football. They just can't wait to hire him in some other horrible place.
Isn't he going to the Gamecocks? I'm going to
keep saying
that.
He is not going to the Gamecocks.
I'm going to keep saying that.
USC is the University of South California.
No, it's University of South Carolina. He's going to the Gamecocks.
No, no.
They need a coach.
They don't need a coach.
Who has a coach there? No.
There's a coach already there.
No, there isn't.
I'm sure there is.
No, he's going to the Gamecocks.
He's not going to the
Gamecocks.
You just like saying Gamecock.
Yeah, they do. It's kind of fun.
Gamecock.
The goddamn Gamecocks. How did they do? I don't know how they did.
How did they do?
Oh, hey, you don't want to...
What?
College football this week.
How was the college football?
It was pretty bad. Okay, so you can't watch any of the games anymore because ESPN took them, but nobody
cares.
Yeah,
no, everyone has ESPN but you.
No. Now that there's a playoffs, an actual national playoff for college football, nobody cares about any of the bowl games anymore.
I don't care about the bowl
matter.
Games.
They don't
matter. I don't even care about the national championship.
They used to kind of matter, right? And so now ESPN has all the bowl games because nobody wants to watch them anyway, and so nobody gets to watch them anyway. But the Rose Bowl, which is a big, you know, established one of the major
January 1st.
One of the major bowl games.
Played
January 1st.
In, California.
Pasadena, yeah.
Okay. That's where Big Bang Theory is.
Is it?
Yep.
I've never seen that show.
It's a great show.
I know all about it. Okay, so Stanford was playing Iowa in the Rose Bowl.
Sounds possible.
Yeah, and they were just beating the crap out of Iowa, which is very sad. And then at halftime, the Stanford band has a history of doing these really weird halftime shows.
Right.
Do you know about what they did this time?
I think I read about it, but I don't remember the story.
So like a long time ago, like back in the 80s, they got in a lot of trouble because they did a political thing, like a Ronald Reagan political thing. They formed into the band marches in a formation.
Yep.
They formed into a formation of a ray gun. And then they did all these things and stuff, and it was really political, and everybody thought that was horrendous and stuff. You know, all the
Fox News people thought it was faintly amusing.
It was faintly amusing, right? So they got in a lot of trouble for that. So they're always getting in trouble for doing these weird things with their bands.
Yeah.
So this time, they didn't get in trouble this time, but they trolled Iowa, like, super hard, because they played the song that's the theme song of this... It's like eHarmony or Match.com or something, except it's for farmers.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Farmer.com.
Farmers Only or something like
farmers
that.
Farmers Only,
I signed
up
for that site at one point.
Did you?
Yeah,
Are
I signed up
farmer?
For a lot of them.
You're
no, but
farmer.
I signed up a lot of those dating sites, just in case I met a farmer.
So they played that song, and they had, like, they formed into a formation of like a sad face guy wearing a big hat, you know, like a farmer hat, and they had two people dressed in a cow outfit come out and stagger around.
It's a good looking cow. I mean,
that cow all right, it's a black and white Holstein, right? But most of the Holsteins in Iowa are brown and white. So first off, they got the wrong colors on
their
cow.
They didn't do their
cow research. No, if they're going to do a Holstein,
if you're gonna mess around, man.
Yeah, if you're gonna screw around with Iowa cattle, just at least get the colors right, you know. So then, you know, they were like being really rude to the Iowans.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the Iowans didn't get the joke because it probably went right over their head. Because Stanford, I mean, you have to be really smart to get in that school.
Yeah, you have to be smart to
level
do it. I just bleeped it.
You can't say that.
I know.
Why did you even do that?
Because I knew I could
two
bleep
bleeps
it.
Because
I knew I could bleep it. Oh, I hit another bleep. So, maybe I hit it twice
we're
to
down
make
to
sure
one,
I got it.
We're down to one bleep. You've missed half the show.
201-209-9368. Well, I think we should stop growing food for them. That's all. I called them a name.
You haven't lived in Iowa in like 40 years.
I'm an Iowan, damn it. 30 years.
We don't have any more swears.
30 years. We don't have any more swears to spare, so don't swear if you call in 201-209-9368. Yeah, just stop growing food for them. When they get hungry enough, they'll be sorry. They'll be sorry that they made fun of Iowa when Iowa quits giving them their food.
I didn't know this was some butthurt story about being from Iowa.
Yes.
I thought we were amused by their...
We are amused. Those damn Stanford... I can't say
you
it.
You can't say
it. We don't have enough...
We're moving on. Ronda Rousey, the MMA fighter lady.
Are we going to talk about Christian McAfee and that guy who stood behind him screaming, Heisman, Heisman? That was the Rose Bowl. That was the Stanford quarterback.
That was a Stanford quarterback.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to talk about Ronda Rousey, the MMA fighter lady. She's going to be hosting.
You want to talk about Oregon and the Horned Frogs come back in the whatever it was bowl, the big stupid bowl? No. Ronda Rousey. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know.
That's fine. Go
Ronda Rousey's going to host Saturday Night Live on the 23rd of January.
Why? Is she going to just beat everybody up? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, she may just be an hour of killing people.
She just came out and like
scissor kicking people in the face.
Yeah, beat the crap out of all those idiots. That'd be awesome.
I'd
like that.
Maybe.
Okay, she should host the Rose
with
Bowl
with Selena Gomez, the former girlfriend of the Bieber, is the musical guest.
Why does she sing?
Selena Gomez sings.
I didn't know that.
Ronda Rousey is the
kicks ass
fighter lady.
Yeah, okay.
Ken from Hyde Park says, wait, I'm pretty sure Holsteins are black and white.
They are black and white, but the brown and white version is the kind that's most...
Glenn says, no, they're not. Holsteins are always black and white.
No.
Those
wrong.
Are either Jerseys or Guernseys.
You're wrong.
We don't have any more.
You're wrong.
This is Cowie Talk.
Cowie Talk. There are brown and white Holsteins, and they're all over Iowa. I'm just telling you. That's all there is.
When's the last time you were in Iowa? Literally, when was the last time you were in the state of Iowa?
I'm trying to think.
1980? Is that the year?
No. 80, 92 or 93.
Pretty sure, says Blunterstein.
They don't know.
All the food is grown in California. Iowa is used for corn.
That's food.
To be produced as feed and sweeteners and ethanol.
And cattle.
I'm just telling
milk.
You what's happening on our comment boards.
Milk. And beef.
Go to our comment boards at WFMU.org and click on our show and click on the comment boards and tell us more about cows.
You people can all go hungry.
And or Iowa.
I don't care.
I don't understand why you're so upset about the band dressing as cows.
How dare they?
How dare they indeed?
How dare they make fun of lonely farmers?
What do you
want to
talk about? The Horned Frogs? What are you talking about?
Your team, the TCU Horned Frogs.
That's not my team.
The Texas Christian Universities.
No.
Yes, they're your team. Remember? No. We decided that.
No, I didn't decide that. My team was, I was a Cornhuskers fan for a couple years.
Yeah, go Big Red.
And how many states do you claim, by the way?
Two.
Which states are those?
Iowa and Nebraska.
Iowa and Nebraska.
Oh, and Oregon.
And
three.
Oregon.
Three. Oregon.
Well, tell your buddies in Oregon to keep it down because they're driving everybody nuts with their little, they took over like a bird observatory or something like that.
They took over.
Yeah, those dudes could calm down a little bit. Just a tiny little bit. The ranchers. See, looking at cows all day makes you crazy.
Yes.
It makes you insane, and it makes
those
you want to, you know,
those
shoot people in the government.
Ranchers are different than people who raise cattle.
Why are they different?
Because, you know, like if you got a feedlot and you're raising cows on the feedlot or you're raising dairy cattle, that's different than if you've got them out
Ken
grazing.
From Hyde Park says maybe the brown ones are some kind of crossbreed. Dale says, I pulled a lot of teats and baled a lot of hay growing up. I concur with Glenn. Glenn
wrong.
Says, purebred Holsteins are... And this is in capital letters, always black and white.
No.
I grew up on a dairy farm, says Glenn.
Yeah, I bet it was a dairy farm in, like, New York or something.
What?
Here.
Why are we fighting about
cows? Because what else is there to fight about?
I have a lot of things.
Okay, go ahead.
The Browns fired their coach and general manager, but hired...
Yeah, hired a guy from the Mets!
The guy from the Mets. It was Jonah Hill from the Moneyball movie.
Yeah.
That guy has a different name in the movie, but his name is...
De Podesta.
His name is Podesta, D. Podesta.
Yeah.
He is going to be in charge of, like, moneyballing the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, some inexplicable thing for the Cleveland Browns. It's not... It's like their press release is just buzzword jargon, and that's what he's in charge of. And I forget what his title is, but his title is, like, buzzword jargon. It's ridiculous.
It's, like... mayor of crazy stats.
Exactly.
Glenn says, and for what it's worth, brown eggs and white eggs are exactly the same.
They are. That's true.
I thought brown eggs were local eggs and local eggs are fresh.
No.
That's incorrect?
Yes.
Okay.
Brown eggs and white eggs are the same.
Dale says, I think the sport of cornhole tossing should be sportsy fodder.
Have you done that?
No. Nope.
I wish they wouldn't call it cornhole, but, you know, that's...
Is that where you throw something?
Yeah, it's like a bean bags into,
oh,
a,
I've
into
done
a thing.
Well drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
We may have a bull rider on the program next week.
That would be exciting.
We're working behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm going out and meeting
I know
all
it
the
seems
cowboys.
Like we just blow the show out our butt every week. But actually, it takes hours and hours of me drunkenly emailing publicity departments.
Randomly. And
we're going to hopefully have a bull rider there having a big Madison Square Garden bull roundup.
Okay, so when is that? The Madison Square Garden bull riding?
I believe it's the 11th, 12th, and 13th if I remember the ad.
Professional bull rider. PBR.
PBR League.
Yeah.
Coming to Madison Square Garden. You should definitely
check it out.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll have a bull rider or a bull or both.
That'd be great.
On our show next week.
That'd be good.
So stay tuned for that.
Wait, what were you telling about Ronda Rousey? You were telling me she's going to be
she's hosting Saturday Night Live. You didn't care.
That's it? That's
no,
the whole
you
thing?
Wanted to talk about the horned frogs.
No, it's okay.
What happened to the horned frogs?
Okay, so your team, the TCU
They're
horned
not
frogs.
My team, first of all.
They are.
I have no idea anything about the horned frogs.
You do. We talked about this. You are a horned frog supporter, and I... And I support.
I mean, if it helps your story, then
and
yes.
No, but you are. If you go back and listen to like a long time ago, one of our shows, you were. We were talking about that. We're talking about college football.
I've stopped listening to this conversation. Would you just tell your little horned frog stories?
Okay,
so we can
okay.
move on.
So the Oregon Ducks, whom I support because they're Oregon, my state.
Okay.
Okay. They were.
I'm more of an Oregon State Beavers.
They were
fan.
In some. Yeah, the Beavers and the Ducks. So what a sad. Sad mascots for a team. I mean, oh, yeah, fighting ducks, fighting beavers. All right, the Ducks were up 31-0 at the half of whatever bowl game they were playing
right.
against the TCU. And I think it was a Cactus Bowl or some stupid thing.
Okay.
And then their quarterback got injured in the third quarter.
Yeah.
The Ducks quarterback got injured. And then the TCU Horned Frogs came back and won 47-41.
Okay, pretty good comeback.
Right. But Oregon lost their quarterback. They didn't lose anybody on the defense. So how did that happen? Why is it just because their quarterback got injured that they lost?
This is what we wanted to talk about so deeply.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I didn't even see the game.
Oh, you didn't see the game? Okay, well, never mind then.
I didn't watch any of those bowl
games. I thought you would be watching it because it was your team. You know, the Horned
Frogs.
It's
not my team.
But you'd be seeing it.
I can't imagine. Suddenly, they must have found some kind of hole in the defense.
I guess.
They must have seen something on the tape.
Something happened.
Johnny Manziel, by the way, instead of going to the Browns game the other day, was in Vegas wearing
a wig. Yeah, in a wig. Johnny Manziel, the Johnny Football from Tech. He is not from TCU, right? He's from some Texas.
He is from Texas A&M.
State, Texas A&M. Oh, the Aggies. Yeah. Okay. So he's from Texas A&M. He was like a big deal. I think he won the Heisman, right?
Yes.
Quarterback.
Johnny Football.
And he trademarked. They were calling him Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, he was good
they
in college.
They trademarked Johnny Football so that he could have that. And the Browns got him like, was he first pick in the draft or something? Because they were so
no,
bad they
he
got
was,
first pick in the draft.
No, he was like
they were
the
so
10th
excited.
Pick in the draft or
okay,
like
so,
that.
But they got him. They were really happy. Oh, yes, we have a quarterback now. And he's just been terrible. And he's just a drunk, and he beats up his girlfriend in a car. And then instead of going to like team meetings and practices and things, he goes out to Vegas and puts on a wig and parties all night. He's just crazy, right?
Yeah, but they think he's going to be in the Cowboys next year, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah. So the
Browns are probably going to get rid of him, yeah.
They're getting rid of him, but the Browns are the same team that just hired the guy from the Mets, who's a baseball guy, to like
yeah,
run their
team. Yeah, they're apparently going to run. Yeah, that team is going right into the toilet. As if Cleveland didn't have enough things to worry about.
Yeah.
He was picked, Johnny Manziel was picked the number 22 in the first round from Texas A&M.
All right.
He is 6'0", and he looks like a punk.
Mm-hmm.
He's a punk! Ava on the board says, according to DairySpot.com, there is a type of cow called red and white Holstein.
Thank you.
Officially recognized as a breed since 1964.
Thank you. Thank you. Who said that, Avon?
Ava.
Ava. Thank you, Ava. That is correct.
And Dan says bull riding is inhumane. It should end. Okay, well, we'll ask the bull rider
we'll
if they think it's a bad idea to ride the bulls
well,
around.
It is kind of a bad idea.
Well, do they they get them all wigged out, right? They get them all upset.
I don't know. We'll ask them.
I mean, they don't like riding, obviously. They don't like people riding them.
No, they don't like people riding on them, but I don't know if they actually, like, harm them to make them angry now.
Well, that's
you know,
like when you bull fight, right? They stab the bull and the bull's bleeding.
Yeah,
that's why
not,
the bull
well,
doesn't
not,
just, like,
well, no,
obviously.
That's bad. I mean,
well, that's. I think they should not stab the bull.
No, I think they should
and let
stab
it
the
be
bull.
Like guy with sword versus bull. That seems fine to me. Like, either one of one or the other one's going, you know, it's going to be dinner.
Well, we'll find out. We'll ask if we talk to the bull rider.
We
we'll
will
ask
them if it's inhumane.
Yep, we will.
They'll probably tell you that the
I'm
bulls
so
and the bull riders all sit around laughing,
Holsteins.
Drinking.
See, there are red and white Holsteins. I'm telling you.
Why are we? What are? I don't
I'm
even know what we're talking. We've lost control of this program. You're hitting the red button.
No.
You're talking about cows for half an hour. I have no idea what's happening on the show.
I like cows. They're nice.
We got a tweet this week. Last week we tried to get the lady from the Yakima Pippins on the air.
Yeah.
And we didn't. It was
we
the lamest
know.
The lamest moment in radio history.
No, we've had way lamer moments than that.
And so Ashley sent me a tweet and said it was funny to hear from me. And so
like
thank you very
in.
Much, Ashley, for
thank you, Ashley,
all that you do
the,
for the Yakima Pippins.
Yakima Pippins, yep.
The MLB Hall of Fame vote will be revealed tomorrow.
Really?
Who do you think is going to be in the Hall of Fame this year?
Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes. No doubt. 93%
what,
of the vote.
What, it's tomorrow? I didn't know it was
they
tomorrow.
They will release the vote tomorrow.
I didn't know that.
They've already voted.
Okay.
So Ken Griffey Jr. is like a shoe-in.
Yep.
Who else do you think is going to be in? Who else
do
you think is
going to
be
in? Who else was up for?
Well, they say Mike Piazza is going to do real well.
Really?
He was a great. He's like, if you look at his numbers, he's right up there with Johnny Bench as one of the greatest hitting catchers of all time.
Oh, all right.
And he only got drafted by the Dodgers because he was Tommy Lasorda's like cousin. Tommy Lasorda said, "Hey, can you draft this guy? It doesn't even matter. He's my cousin.
Yeah.
It's like the 100th round." And they drafted Mike Piazza, and he became, for some reason, the greatest hitting catcher of all time.
He played
like
on
him
the Mets.
And he played on the Mets. He played on the Marlins for a couple weeks, and he played on the Dodgers and the A's later and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they think Piazza, right. Griffey, and possibly Jeff Bagwell of the Houston Astros. He was a Boston Red Sox. They were going to bring him up, but they had a guy at third base named Scott Cooper, who's no one's ever heard of.
Nobody's heard of him.
He was the All-Star for the Red Sox for a couple years. And they said, let's trade this Bagwell for a pitcher named Mike Boddicker. And
Bagwell. I've heard of Mike Boddicker.
Well, Bagwell ended up hitting like 500 home runs
for
the Houston Astros.
Bagwell. All right. Well, Bagwell.
And then they say Bonds and Clemens might go up in the voting 5 to 10%. So that's getting those guys up there, even though they took the steroids.
Don't.
What do you mean?
Don't. No.
Don't? I can't affect the voting.
No.
I'm just explaining to you what's happening.
Okay, speaking of steroids and performance-enhancing drugs,
yeah,
I am participating on a panel.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's
right?
Exciting news.
I know. This is great news. There is a panel in Queens next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow.
Week from tomorrow.
You're not really going to go, are you?
I'm going to go, of course.
All right. And
I can't remember the last time I went to Queens and wasn't going
to
an airport.
Yeah, right. It's going to be really strange. There's a panel on bioethics and sports, and I have been invited to be a panelist on this panel. And I think it's some kind of inexplicable mistake, but this woman...
Why would it be a mistake?
I'm not an academic person.
Is it at a university?
The woman who's putting it together is a bioethicist professor at Fordham.
I didn't understand any of those words you just said.
Yeah, exactly.
Bioethics and Fordham.
Fordham,
I don't know
what
any of those mean.
And the other people on the panel sound like they are that sort of academic person. And me.
Is that part of your presentation that you're not?
I don't know.
Can we call you Dr. Bronwyn?
Yeah, call me Dr. Bronwyn.
Dr. Bronwyn.
Dr. Bronwyn.
PhD.
Bend over and cough. That's what I say. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to talk about concussions and performance-enhancing drugs.
I'll be there.
All right, good.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Can I give you a concussion? We'll demonstrate.
Just give me a concussion.
We'll demonstrate.
Hit
can
me
I
in the face with an anvil.
Can I have a volunteer from the audience? I want to hit you in the head with a bat. That'd be good.
Glenn says they might go up, but Bonds and Clemens will never get the votes to get into the Hall of Fame.
Maybe not. They should.
I think they will.
They should have. I mean,
I think Bonds should be in. I think Clemens should be in.
Well, did Bonds ever Did they ever convict him of anything, or you know,
was he ever
definitively? Was he ever definitively shown to have done any kind of thing?
It was the report that they had put out that I think implicated him and implicated Clemens. But those guys never failed a test.
Yeah,
but they didn't do a lot of drug testing.
But didn't whiny little Andy Pettit go in front of some committee and say that he saw Roger Clemens doing stuff or something? I mean,
yeah, I think that was a trial. There was a trial that they brought. Didn't they put Roger Clemens up for perjury and he beat them?
I don't know.
Who remembers?
I don't know. Nobody remembers.
I don't really
care. Nobody cares. You know, like, nobody cares about Peyton Manning getting his HGH and stuff.
Well, they didn't even talk about it during the. So the NFL, Al Jazeera did this big report about HGH.
And performance enhancing drugs.
And they implicate
Peyton Manning.
Ryan Howard of the Phillies, Manning, Zimmerman of the Washington, whatever.
Yeah.
And they put Manning into that Broncos game on Sunday night. And
yeah, wasn't that
none
great?
Of those guys ever mentioned anything.
No, he came in. He it's the first time he's been a backup quarterback since he was in Tennessee or something years and years and years ago.
It's very possible. Yeah.
Yeah, and Peyton Manning came into that game. He's been rehabbing from his broken foot or whatever has been wrong this time. And he came in and he led them to a win. He just, it's like the minute he stepped on the, I mean, they were in Denver, granted, right? And the minute he stepped on the field in Denver,
they immediately started playing better.
Yeah, but the whole crowd, the whole Denver fan base was like, it's Peyton, he's back. And the whole offense, responded to that.
Immediately they started getting.
Yeah. Well, it's just like this.
They were showing Peyton Manning was able to read the blitzes better than Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, he totally was.
But Brock Osweiler's our buddy because we talked to him at, he was the backup quarterback when they were in the Super Bowl.
And we talked to him at Media Day.
He was a very nice man. He's a very handsome man.
Yeah.
He has deep eyes that kind of suck you in.
You remember him better than I do. I don't remember.
I made out with him for a while after the thing.
I
never mentioned this.
You know, I'm face blind, so I can't tell.
You didn't know who I was making out with?
No, I didn't know who that guy was.
That's
was
who it
exciting.
Was, Brock Osweiler.
Hey, I met your significant roommate this week, too.
Ben,
I've never met him before.
At the bookstore that he works at?
Yeah, it was exciting. I never had met him before.
Ben
said, very pleased to...
I don't know why that Bronwyn puts up with you.
Well, Sluggo said, Ben is a lovely man. I think he's too good for Jim.
Clearly he's so too good.
He was. He was a dapper gentleman. He was
very dapper.
Very nice.
Very nice gentleman.
Very, very pleased to meet him. Who else got fired? Chip Kelly, Tom Coughlin, Mike Pettine of the Browns.
Some guy from the 49ers who had a mustache.
Jim Tomsula.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, what if he comes to the Giants? Who's going to come to the Giants?
I think Bill Cowher, the guy who's on all the commercials and he's on the CBS show. I think he's been waiting for the Giants job to open so
what
he can take it over. He used to be the Steelers coach and won a championship with the Steelers.
What's his name?
Isn't it Bill Cowher?
I don't know.
I'm going to say Bill Cowher is his name.
Okay, you can say that. You can say whatever you want. I heard that the New Orleans coach might go for it.
I don't know why the New Orleans would want to get rid of their coach because he's the only Drew Brees are the only reason to watch.
I know,
that,
but doesn't
that
he
club.
Have doesn't he have free will? I mean, ostensibly, couldn't he go
doesn't
to the Giants
he
if he felt like
will.
It? I mean, doesn't
no,
have to,
most
he doesn't
of those guys
wait.
Are,
he doesn't have to wait to be fired, does he? I mean,
yeah,
can't he just go?
No, that's
take
not
another,
how coaching works. You have a contract, and the contract goes on for a series of years, and then you cannot break that contract. You have to dump your team and make it clear that you don't want to not show up for games. And stuff like that, and then they fire you.
But I mean, can't the Giants buy out his
Bill
contract?
Cowher to Giants coaching rumors? A short history.
Oh God, I don't know.
Tuesday is the 9-year anniversary of Bill Cowher's resignation. 15 years since he won the Super Bowl.
The Colts kept Pagano.
Yeah, Pagano has still got a job for some reason, even though he had that terrible play that was the one guy hikes the ball to the other guy, and there's 10 other guys down there.
Oh, yeah, that was a stupid play.
Yeah, that was insane.
Fantastic.
That was insane.
That Colts play where everybody goes the
crazy.
Wrong direction,
yeah,
and everybody
says,
what?
And then they called it,
and
they
it
called
illegal.
A penalty. It was
yeah.
illegal.
Do you remember Dexter Manley?
Yeah, Dexter Manley said some terrible things this week.
He was horrible. he's like a TV or radio commentator now. And
didn't he say some horribly racist things?
Yeah. First off, he was a defensive end for the team that has the most racist name in football. But,
the Washington.
Yes, the Washington
Redskins.
Team. Yeah, and he himself is African American.
Yes,
we have to say that. But he was on TV, and he said that black quarterbacks like to run, which they run more, right? Like, they're quarterbacks now. Instead of just throwing the ball, they're running
yeah,
the ball.
Okay.
He said black quarterbacks like to run because they're used to running from the law. Like, what? That's...
I think he's just trying to be funny.
You think? I mean, I didn't actually see how he delivered that statement.
I don't know that he's a big... I don't think that he's known for his sense of humor.
Yeah, I guess not.
He was nicknamed the Secretary of Defense back in the day.
Oh.
With his days with the Redskins, Cardinals, and Tampa Bay Bucks. He's a giant person. I'm not going to make fun of him. He is like a seriously large human
being. Yeah, he could crush
crush me with one hand.
He could.
So God bless you, Dexter Manley, and whatever you want to do.
The Raiders and the Rams and the Chargers have all filed to go to L.A.
Only two of those teams
could
will be able to go to
go.
L.A.
Who
the other team will be completely mocked by their hometown,
yeah,
and they'll probably stop showing up to games.
For trying to get out and not being able to get out.
I would guess. Now,
Who do you think is going?
Okay. Well, this is what I'm going to
say.
Okay,
number one, the Rams.
No, I don't think the Rams. I don't think the Rams should go.
No, should go, but who will go?
Who will go?
Yeah.
Well, the league hates the Raiders.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do there.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders have a terrible stadium, and
yeah,
it's awful.
They call it
the
black
already
hole.
Moved to L.A. and mm-hmm. then moved home.
Mm-hmm.
So you lose.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be able to move.
Right.
The Rams went from L.A. to St. Louis.
Yeah, so they're from L.A.
So maybe they should be able to come back.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying the Rams, I think, are going to come back.
And then the Chargers. Now, mm-hmm. San Diego is one of the most lovely cities in America, honestly.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful.
Beautiful city, very temperate. I mean,
very
the
lovely.
People there are all hideous Republicans.
Yeah.
And there's nothing much to go there except the Padres and the Gaslight District is kind of nice, and there's palm trees everywhere.
Yeah, I used to go there every year for Comic-Con. When I was in that business, yeah,
yeah.
I went there for Comic Con. I never went to Tijuana. Like it creeped
it's
me
very
out.
Close.
Yeah, it's really close. You can
it's a lovely
over.
City that should have a football team, but they're probably going to move. I think they should get a chance to move. Like the Clippers move from San Diego to L.A.,
mm.
the Chargers should be able to move 2 hours
All right,
north.
So we think the Chargers and the Rams will be the ones to go to L.A.
And the Raiders will just have to.
Yeah, but the Raiders have such rabid fans that love them so much. If they stay in Oakland, I mean, they'll be supported by those crazy.
They're
ass
never going to win because the
people,
ownership,
right?
the
yeah.
father's dead, Al Davis or whatever his name is,
yeah.
is dead. But the son is just as dumb, and they fire coaches all the time, and they
yeah.
are just a joke.
Who'd they fire this time? Who was their
they
coach?
Didn't fire their coach. Yet.
Oh, they didn't?
I mean, they should
they
probably,
will,
but they're
probably.
In last
Who's their
place.
Coach?
Doesn't
I don't
matter.
Even know.
A monkey with a headset. 201-209-9368. That's 201.
No one's calling.
209-9368.
Oh, hey, we got news of the dead. This
news
is really.
Of the
I know.
Dead.
I always forget to get the music for news of the dead. I'm
we
really sorry.
We forgot the music.
We always forget the music for news of the dead. Okay, this is great because I really love when my confirmation bias is confirmed.
Yeah.
I think it's the best. I always say that deaths come in twos.
I thought they were threes.
Yeah, that's what everybody says, but I have studied death for years and years.
You've been studying death?
Yeah, I wrote a whole book about death. You know,
wrote a book about
I
death?
I wrote. You know that I wrote that book, right?
Which book?
I wrote the Big Book of Death.
Big Book of Death?
You don't know that I wrote that?
What?
You should look it up
we
on
should
Amazon.
We should have you as a guest on the show and
no,
talk about the Big
wait,
Book of Death.
You don't know that I wrote the Big Book of Death?
I don't know what's happening. All I know is there's something
oh
wrong
God.
With cows.
They're red and white. Holsteins exist. Okay.
What?
We know that now.
We should get a cow expert on the air.
I am a cow expert. God damn it. 201-209-9368. Okay, you can look it up. Big Book of Death. I wrote the Big Book of Death. I know about death. I've studied death for years. All right. And I say that deaths come in twos. And thank you to listener James, who his name is like all caps, J-A-M-E-S, really big caps. Okay, listener, James, who sent me the note that Lee Holman of the Harlem Globetrotters had died on Christmas Day,
oh.
known as General Lee Holman. He was 61. And I don't have a cause of death, but we talked last week about Meadowlark Lemon dying, right?
Yes.
The great Harlem Globetrotter, Meadowlark Lemon. And then a couple days later, Lee Holman died. Two Harlem Globetrotters.
You
there
did,
you go.
You did, in fact, write the Big Book of Death.
I did.
And it's gotten some great Amazon reviews.
Yeah, it's got five
it
stars.
It says sick, morbid, and lots of fun.
Yeah.
One person said, fast shipping. Great book, fast shipping.
You didn't
appreciate
know,
the
you
business.
Didn't, you didn't know that I wrote
what?
That?
I don't know what's happening.
Dude, I can't believe you didn't know I wrote that.
Where's my copy of this book? Did Luke Sante write the introduction?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Do you want a copy?
I'm gonna buy one on Amazon.
I could get you a copy. Later. All right. Well, if you have Amazon gift cards, go ahead and buy one.
Do I?
Yeah, I know.
I do.
Yep. So there you go. Deaths come in
twos. Disgusting, hysterical, and wicked weird.
There you go. Yeah, that's me. What'd you think I did?
I don't know.
Jeez.
I have no idea.
I guess not. Wait, so just because I internet stalked you and you're like on this show and everything, you didn't know that I did anything else?
You haven't given me your bio. I have no idea. What you're doing all
really?
Kinds of wonderful things I have no idea about.
Really?
I didn't know you were, you know, had written all those things for DC and Marvel and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just learning to know. There's always room for in our relationship to learn more.
Yes, that's true.
I've learned that you're fixated with cows. In a way that
I'm not fixated. I'm just saying.
That I didn't know that story was going to be like, I'm super upset about cows. And I want to swear on the air.
What did you? Well, I
didn't know where that story was going.
Well, that's good.
I thought something happened to the cow.
It did. It was wrong. The cow was wrong.
The cow was wrong.
It's the wrong kind of cow.
Wrong kind of cow. Is that with the Chick-fil-A cow? Is that the right kind of cow?
No, that's a bad cow.
That's another bad cow.
Okay, the Chick-fil-A cow, I don't think it's a beef cow. I think it's a dairy cow.
What's the difference between a beef cow
and
a dairy
cow? Okay, if you look at beef cattle from above versus dairy cattle from above, beef cattle are kind of rectangular, and dairy cattle are kind of triangular. Like, dairy cattle's hips go out wider.
What?
Beef cattle go straight. I'm just telling you.
Every picture that I see of a Holstein here online is a black and white.
Look up a red and white. Look up red and white Holstein.
Why do I have to do that?
Because that's what they are.
I'm going to show you. There's literally
I don't care.
Hundreds
I'm telling
of pictures
you.
Of black
I'm telling
and
you.
White cows.
Look up red and white Holstein. That is a breed of cattle, and that's the cow that's in Iowa. I'm telling you.
I mean.
I grew up there.
I see a bunch of brown cows, but I don't know what to tell you.
Red and white Holstein. Look it up.
I'm just going to show you pictures of Holsteins.
I don't care.
You're on Google Image Search.
Yeah, those are wrong. Look up red and white Holstein.
I don't know.
You did not.
Just look at, there's like hundreds of black and white
look
cows.
Look up red and white Holstein. Okay, and also, I'm telling you, beef cattle are different than they're built differently than dairy cattle. That's what I'm saying.
What?
If you look at them from above, you can see.
Why would I be looking at them from above?
I'm just telling you, you have to have this crane shot of the cattle, and then you'll know which is a beef cattle, which is a milk cow.
The Boston Bruins played an outdoor game
Foxborough
Stadium.
Yes, they did.
Apparently, someone on the board said that they found a bunch of weapons at Foxborough Stadium, but whatever.
What kind of weapons?
I have no idea. I could follow the link, but I'm not going to do that.
Aren't hockey sticks weapons? Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you how that turned out.
Yeah, they got wiped out.
Oh, yeah?
By Canadians.
The Canucks?
No, the Canadians.
The Canadians are different than the Canucks?
They're very different because the Canadians won like 25 championships and the Canucks have won zero.
Where are they
zero.
From? Wait, the Canadians are from Montreal?
Yes, and the Vancouver Canucks are from Vancouver.
Oh, the Canucks. Oh, they're from Vancouver.
So they played the Canadians outdoors.
How confusing.
The Canadians smoked them like they always smoked the Bruins. We always get killed by the Canadians.
I just have to say, hockey names are so confusing because like the hockey, the Rangers are called the Blue Shirts, right? But there's a team in Cleveland called the Blue Jackets. That's their actual name. So there's Blue Shirts and Blue Jackets. And then in Canada.
It's not confusing. The Blue Shirts have a lot of fans and the Blue Jackets have zero fans.
None because they're Cleveland.
Because they're from Cleveland.
They need to get that Mets guy to run.
Cleveland don't even like them.
They need to get that Mets guy to run their team too. And then there's Canadians and Canucks. It's just confusing. I mean, why don't they just, like, everybody have a separate,
no one
different
can, I don't
name.
Know that you could confuse the Montreal Canadiens, one of the greatest teams in the history of sports,
with
the Canucks, who've been around for, like,
but
know,
it means the same thing. It's
terrible...
Canadians and Canucks. It's like black and white Holsteins and red and white Holsteins. It's, like, so
that
confusing.
That is clearly not the same
it's
thing.
It's so confusing.
You are the only one who's confused.
It's really confusing.
You are the one who's confused.
No, I'm not confused. I'm just saying that
Glenn is adamant.
What?
on the boards
yes,
here.
Yes. What's
Blunterstein? Everyone.
Yeah. Everybody's saying
there's
what?
There's literally hundreds of cow comments here.
Go to Red
I
and
can't
White
even read all
Holstein.
These comments.
Go to Red and White.
Thousands
Holstein.
Of comments
I'm telling
say
you.
You're wrong.
Well, I'm not wrong. I'm Bronwyn C, and I'm always right. You know.
Coming
that.
Up next is Morricone Island. They'll
oh,
be
yeah.
playing songs.
They have that Ellis guy. Warren
There's
Ellis.
A guy coming.
Warren Ellis. He's like
he's a big, big deal.
Like
stay tuned.
They have big guests every week. Every week they have the
every
best
week
guests.
They have big guests. I'm trying to get a cow to be on next week's show.
Yeah, we're gonna
to
have
tell
a bull
us
rider.
The difference between
okay,
a brown
gonna,
cow
gonna, gonna
and
gonna
a black
a,
and white
we're
cow.
We're gonna have a bull rider on next week, maybe. And if we do, we'll ask about cows. We will. California passed a law that makes professional cheerleaders team employees.
Wait.
Because they're not. Professional cheerleaders in the NFL
yeah.
and the NBA.
They're volunteers?
Yeah, basically. They're supposedly...
You do it for the exposure?
Yeah, so to speak. They're independent contractors, and they don't get minimum wage. They don't get sick leave. They don't get OT. They don't get workers' comp. And most of them make about $5 an hour. $5 an hour. They make about $5 an hour, and they have to pay like for their own little outfits and stuff, which is not very much cloths usually.
So
yeah, I know, right? You'd wear those. So California just passed a law, which just became law, and it makes professional cheerleaders in the NFL and NBA for California teams are team employees now, and they're entitled to all those things.
Glenn on the board says that it's the Columbus Blue Jackets rather than the Cleveland Blue Jackets.
Oh, is it?
Columbus.
You have
capital
one
of
you
Ohio.
Have you have one of their you have one of their jerseys. I mean, you
I have a jersey
know,
from almost
right?
every team.
Yeah, I know.
I could pass myself off as a fan of almost every team in every city except the Vancouver Canucks.
What?
Are you gonna play Peaches?
Yeah, I'm gonna play Peaches.
This is the song Pickles by Peaches.
Oh, maybe it is. Wait. There it is. Now it is.
Are you prepared?
Yeah, I'm prepared. Are you prepared?
Pickles by Peaches.
Myself.
There.
Thank you for listening to our show.
Myself when I look at you.
I didn't have a Peaches song called Cows.
Want to see what you do.
Cows.
Can't think of anything.
They're red and white. Cows.
Think of anything red.
They're red and white in Iowa.
You want me to be there.
There. All right, so stay tuned for Marconi Island.
Be here.
Right?
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. We're online everywhere at WFMU.org. And in Rockland County, you can listen to us at 91.9 FM.
This has been Sportsy Talk. We'll be back next week, maybe. With a professional bull rider. We don't know. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless. Now submerge, I'm your church, down and purge, keep it surge till I burst. Give me what I want and you're gonna get it back. Give me what I want and you're gonna get it back. Give me what I want and you're gonna get it back. Give me what I want and you're gonna get it back. Gonna get it back.
Thank you. You are listening to Morricone Island and WFMU. Here playing the soundtrack hits until the 8 o'clock hour. We have a special guest joining us shortly, Warren Ellis. You may know him from The Dirty Three, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, or his soundtrack collaborations with Nick Cave. But he's off on his own for a French-produced soundtrack entitled Mustang, by a first-time director, Deniz Gamzi Ergovan, Turkish-born, but in France now. And the film depicts the life of five recently orphaned sisters who face the challenges of a conservative society in a remote Turkish village, and they're living with their uncle and grandmother, being prepared one by one to be married off. It's been nominated for a Golden Globe, and selected as the French entry for consideration in the 88th Academy Awards for Best Foreign Language Film. And Ellis, of course, has been composing film and theater score since 1998, first with his band The Dirty Three for John Curran's Praise, which we heard in the intro, a track from that Somewhere Else, Someplace Good, which was later released on an EP in 98-99 entitled A Strange Holiday. And then I believe first with his collaborations with Nick Cave in 2004, beginning with The Proposition. Of course, the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford and The Road. Many feature links, some documentaries, and we'll get into a bit of that. So Ellis's first feature-length film score on his own is available from Milan Records. And that, of course, is Mustang. So we'll be hearing a few tracks and then speaking with Mr. Ellis shortly. Again, Morricone Island on WFMU.